We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, state leaders today signaled a shift away from all in Illinois as the prevailing slogan for coping with the coronavirus pandemic. They're now sending a message about traveling within the state, and they're reworking a popular song from Illinois' own REO Speedwagon to do it. Here's WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
Governor J.B. Pritzker unveiled the Time for Me to Drive campaign at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library in Springfield, where he applauded them for offering free admission to people who are vaccinated, saying the vaccine is the best tool for the state to return to normal.
The joy of a road trip is the promise of what's right around the corner. So let's turn that corner together and show everyone that Illinois is the place to start their next great adventure.
The $6 million media campaign will target neighboring states and Illinois, hoping to bring tourism dollars in and revive an industry hit hard by the pandemic. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And the state's new focus on travel and tourism comes on the same day that updated numbers show that more than 10 million people in the state have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Department of Public Health, state officials reporting that state's daily vaccination average over last week is more than 80,000 doses. And the state's also reporting nearly 1,800 new coronavirus cases today.
Chicago's chief U.S. attorney is back on the job after a health scare reportedly sent him to the hospital over the weekend.
John Lausch, the top federal prosecutor in Chicago, experienced what's often referred to as a mini stroke. Spokesperson Joseph Fitzpatrick tells the Tribune the 51-year-old was diagnosed with having suffered a transient ischemic attack where blood flow to the brain was blocked for a few minutes. There was no permanent damage, and Lausch returned to work without any lingering symptoms after being hospitalized for the weekend. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It's been a fixture of many suburban commutes for decades, but now it's about to disappear, and its neighbors are not happy.
The Hinsdale Oasis over 294 is coming down beginning in September. Hinsdale officials oppose the removal of the Oasis and the widening of 294 because the restaurants and other businesses in the Oasis are the largest sales tax generators for the village. But the Tribune reports there are talks about redeveloping the area around the Oasis to help support the taxes. Hinsdale pays a lobbyist $5,000 a month to serve as the go-between with the tollway. So far, the village president says it is money well spent. Cisco Cotto, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The head of an association of principals and administrators in Chicago's public schools is accusing the district's legal team of conspiring with a supervisor accused of abusive behavior to change the course of an investigation. A Chicago Public School spokesperson tells WBBM's Mike Krauser that the district takes seriously all accusations of wrongdoing.
Troy LaRaviere offered a long list of allegations he said were made by principals in writing.
He could have choked the out of that while referring to an interaction he had with a female principal.
He said the breaking point, what's making him speak out now, is that a principal who filed a formal complaint was targeted by the supervisor, who we're not naming now, and the law department, turning her allegations into a disciplinary case against her.
Where in American government can that same government official be accused of a crime, then be able to work with the police and the prosecutor who are investigating him to manufacture a case against his victim?
LaRaviere not only wants to see the inspector general's office investigate the supervisor, which he said it is doing, but also the conduct of the law department. Otherwise, he says he's seeking legislative hearings. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Northwestern University is mandating vaccinations for all students on campus. Students returning to campus for in-person learning or any campus activities this fall will be required to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Northwestern says it will grant exemptions for medical or religious reasons. Northwestern joins Loyola University Chicago, Columbia College, and DePaul in requiring students to get the COVID-19 vaccination.
And workers at the Shedd Aquarium are offering a sneak peek of its latest arrivals. Two penguin chicks remain behind the scenes for now, where they've been reared by adult pairs who are keeping the hatchlings incubated to stay well and well-fed. Photos of the fuzzy additions can be viewed on the Shedd's website.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.